tāngātū tērē dēnō dēnō kārā chē guyōyō sēwā yō nā shāng chō rāng jirī bā sēdē shē guyō kārā sā shū guyōyō sēn rē nyō guyōyō sēn rē chī kī ālē chī kē chē shiā jā rā sā.
So what do we are doing here today is we are listening or learning the, you know, stages of the path to the enlightenment, or we are trying to learn Lam Rim here today.
Well, now, here's the Karasevurisana, the long city teaching was a genetic Tanya and along, then a Saja Delaversa, you launch in Bosia, and then 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 launch in Bosia.
So what is Lam Rim? You know, it means like, you know, if you go to some places, you know, we go to the path or the road. So it is like that. So, you know, here Lam is, you know, path to enlightenment. So in path to enlightenment, shows three different paths to enlightenment. So these three different paths, if somebody asks that, you know, it should practice by three different, you know, individual, you know, it can be, but here it is not the case. You know, it is a three different path, you know, is common path, or, you know, gradual path to enlightenment. So, as we all know, you know, over here, ultimately, you know, we have to enter the Mahayana path. So, in order to become a Mahayana practitioner or enter the Mahayana path, we need to generate the awakened mind or the bodhicitta. So, you know, in that kind of, you know, mindset or the motivation, we're gonna start to listen to this teaching.
だとしてだ。だがそういう時、ペナ金の地で、その当時関係性で、時に、ペナ3で時関係性で、その当時です。かかるです。かかるわせな。
ら。
だながそ金の当時、 Kinochi because of the Sanaton de Chida, the Jimotogi, Dinja Hagan said, the Sigi Lloyd or Tontis Kagaris a lot.
So, as we know, that to set up the, you know, motivation, that kind of meditation, usually we do the, you know, different sadhanas and visualization meditations. These two are different meditation.
Pena kareri sana, pena dunjo lhati chi gongho ya sona, hai kuzhu da shansin yonso zobo, pena miki zula tao na yichi yingwa la, piki ki lhati, tuligi jasen lhati ba lhati mipa chi erwa sa lada.
So how that is usually when we visualize a meditational deity, then we visualize, you know, the deity in the form of, you know, light, form of a, you know, light, and also with clarity and in a full detail that can, you know, reflect on our mind like we see the things by our naked eye, like that it should appear in our mental perception. So, like here, when we do the meditation on such as to generate the awakened mind, or to generate the, you know, set up the motivation, this kind of meditation, first we need to create a perfect, you know, that kind of mind through reasons, or, you know, through investigation, and then when it become a complete perfect that kind of mind, then our mind would be one with our, you know, nature of mind become that, you know, awakened mind, or that kind of good thoughts and so on.
Pena ma suki taji tena pena mataba da tonga jinsi gansu na pena shi yu yu ki tena gansu yu yu sori ji jisa zana tona gansu yu yu sori ji ro ta nyi ji jimu ta shanju sensei gansu di shi yu yu tena gansu lo kuro rang te zona gansu di tesi taji tena tesi chima shi tosa ro.
So if we examine, you know, then we will know, you know, when we meditate the, you know, awakened mind, our mind become in the nature of that awakened mind. And when we meditate on emptiness and impermanence of the, you know, phenomena or the self, at that time, you know, our meditational object become the kind of external phenomena outside our mind. So when we try to check, we will feel the differences there.
Kajikwa
So in the scripture it says when we meditate on, you know, awakened mind, then, in the scripture it said that, constant, our mind should be in a constant, that kind of awakened, body mind. It's said in the scripture, but Rinpoche don't have that kind of experience. So also whatever it said in the scripture, you think that much he can tell. So usually it's said that, we have to shape our, reshape our, attitude or our motivation. That means, we need to transform, our mind into a different one, than our this ordinary mind. So through that kind of, explanation also, we can tell that, it is different than other meditations.
Did you go Sanju Yisang is in the bottom of the Shanagi Shawakare Janajeta, but he did a Shanagi Tenako, Satikino Chugos, Kiyamaro, Kino Chu City, Jimata Mando Chile, and Kogu is Saras.
So, to shape our motivation is that, it is said to the practitioner like us, the ordinary practitioner, that, we don't have that, motivation constant. Otherwise, if you are, you have that kind of constant thought in your mind, like the, noble beings, like bodhisattvas, like that, then, you don't need to reshape the mind, because it is always there. So in this way, he think, some of among us maybe do this kind of meditation, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 2 minutes, like that, some might doing it. So, if you doing it, then, maybe, you some of you guys, some of us will know what Rinpoche is talking about. So, when we practice or when we do the meditation, we really working very hard over there, we are really, thinking very, very, hard and, working hard. Otherwise, if the meditation is like, just mere sitting there and thinking nothing, like we are in a deep sleep or we are totally faint, then, there's no any, mental work, then it will become like the, you know, as mentioned before, it would be like the that Hashang, the Chinese abbot who debate with Kamala Shila, there might be like his kind of you know, a view or philosophy.
Jisi sana tona lo le jua to yeba te jase jang ma so ki pa ngo to ko ya sa so du sa so ngo to ra te thu sa.
So you know, if we really you know examine and check and analyze this, you know, all the time and get familiar with that kind of subject, then, you know, our mind can change, you know, gradually. We all know that, you know, the good thoughts are hard to get familiar, but the bad thoughts are easy to come by. So we can first check and look at the bad thoughts, and like that, if you analyze and think it all the time, then it is, you know, without any effort, it comes spontaneously. So, you know, we can, through that, you know, we can know that our mind can really transform.
Then a chaye piye ji so so ge drota be yete de la ba de sanda do de chaba ko phe de do ye ko tro sa sa yete ge ji ko nga de 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 che so se tyo de yete de ge che sa sa ji tong de ko tro ra ha me ba ko ga shu ji me de ma su ga ga le de ji ye ji se la da ji cha sa sa tong shu do.
So like, you know, the bad thoughts, like, you know, you are really attracted, you know, really attracted to some kind of object, you know. So then you look at that object, you know, like a house, beautiful house, or flowers, or any kind of thing, you know. Then you think about all the time from, you know, the goodness of that. Then your attachment really kind of enhance, and, you know, you are grasping at that thing really intensify. So likewise, you know, the hatred also the same thing. If you don't like somebody, then you analyze and you know how bad that person is, and then you think about all the bad things about that person, and then your anger will be really, you know, get big, and then you're gonna do something, do some physical things about, you know, that emotion. So, you know, this we can experience and we can tell for sure.
Matsu duwa nyonya chenge soge tene duse na ngaro soge nyonya hako urwa. Ta yaa shune nyonya nyonya tene duse na ta shanjo lanje ni bala suwa sonshaya re. Ta matsu ki tese ge sonya de rendu wa mudu tagu wa rwa salata.
So likewise, like we people, you know, we are always used to this kind of bad thing. So, you know, we can know and we can experience looking at our, you know, our thoughts and perceptions. So likewise, the people who practice and who get familiar with this, you know, good thoughts, you know, like, you know, like our this Lamrim's lineage gurus. So, you know, they explain their thought in this text. So, you know, if our case is like that, then their case in the good thought must be, you know, proven by our our bad thoughts, because it's the same mind that is working.
And now, what's the tone about Tadabad Rani? Say the huge attachment. and then Rani Kombada, and then Rani Yetawa, the Lutong to a jet, and then Miguel Lloyd and Andrew Domer to Chenning George of us.
So, like us, you know, from the beginningless time, we are really kind of habituated with the, you know, with the selfishness and our big egos and like that. So, you know, if somebody tried to correct us, then, you know, somebody correct us, try to correct us, then we kind of, we get kind of mad that without checking anything, because, you know, we are really used to this kind of things from the long time. So we always think I am, you know, I am the best, and I am the, you know, kindest, and, you know, like that. It seems like we all think that, you know, we have no any, you know, faults, and, you know, you are capable of everything. We all think like that, but when we really check closely, then, you know, all these things are really exaggerated, you know, we don't have nothing like that to be proud and arrogant as we are. So otherwise, other than that, you know, if we could able to generate and develop this kind of, you know, body-mind, you know, good heart, then, you know, we ourselves would be always in calm and peace, and as well as the others, and as well as the surrounding or the environment too. So to transform our this ordinary mind into that kind of good heart, you know, we're gonna explain and listen to the Lam Rim teaching, and the Lam Rim teaching is divided into these four chapters, as we talked before. So, you know, we're gonna go through the text. So the first chapter is
done.
So last week, you know, we talked about the deeds and the greatness of the Lama Tsongkhapa that include in the first chapter. So sometimes Rinpoche feel like, you know, like Rinpoche said that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, at Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, fame is like a sky cover our entire earth, like that kind of sky-like theme. And as well as, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's scholar, like Lama Tsongkhapa, there's no any scholar like Lama Tsongkhapa in the world, you know, like Rinpoche said earlier. Sometimes Rinpoche feel like that, you know, he hoped that, you know, among us there are no any, you know, bias, you know, thought people. Rinpoche is not talking like, you know, like bias toward like that or prejudices like toward that Lama Tsongkhapa, not like that. But, you know, it said in the scripture, what it meant is that at that time, you know, at that time, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is fame, Lama Tsongkhapa's fame is, you know, known all over the, you know, Tibet and all over the neighbor, you know, regions. And as well as at that time, you know, at that time, about the, you know, that subject, you know, the about the emptiness and about the teaching of the Buddha, you know, at that time there's no any scholars like Lama Tsongkhapa at that time and on that particular subject. That what he meant.
So in a text
Rinpoche read that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa started teaching for 700, you know, audience at that time, and began to teach in, you know, seven different terraces or the big, you know, volume of 17. Different texts, and for 3 months, you know, for 3 months he teach on that seven different, you know, books, and those are not a small book, like, you know, those are really complicated big volumes, but, you know, start on the same time, and it took 3 months, and it finished all at the same time. So his intelligence is like that, you know, like that sharp or good.
Then how much Jabe was a cousin? Jana jana koma tei kosi jibo tei jiro mochi ni tenre shiwa lu uju shiwa ji jana ni jiro mochi ki kutsu rwa shanshin chu ji tang tenre chigi ni kosa kanji jana kama kanga ni bena jiro mochi ki tepa chigi jiro mochi ki ondu dindu wa jana la ji ji tenpa tang tongi shiwa ji shiwa chima tang wa.
So and also at that time, you know, the Buddha Dharma also flourish in China, and Lama Tsongkhapa's fame reached the Chinese emperor at that time, and the emperor requested Lama Tsongkhapa to come and give the teaching over there, and Lama Tsongkhapa didn't have the time to go there, and Lama Tsongkhapa sent one of his disciples, Chamjin Chöje, you know, who established the, you know, one of the three great monasteries, and, you know, he went as the, you know, instead of Lama Tsongkhapa to give the teaching over there.
そぼろぶちゃじゃそのそぼろでりじてせちせとわれじろもちてばたとしそのまそでさそべしかせなでぼでんとでやろせらがどんがじゃがでてるじりてりじてたわこそぎたわぎちゃじゅいえでよなただどうまるせちちえでそうそうでこそランチェコのかがたでしょうじるどんのますこうまるせてりぎけちゃてりぎじてばてたわるわす.
And also it said in the scripture that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's fame and teachings, spread all over the entire Mongolia at that time. And in Mongolia there are huge monasteries, you know, like in Tibet, the three great monasteries, you know, like Depung, there are, it is there, their monks number, you know, set is, you know, 7,700, but, you know, it is, there would be more than that, but the number usually say like that. And Sera is 5,500, and Gaden, and like that. All entire monk of these three monasteries, you know, monks can be equal to the tea server of the Mongolian monastery. It's like that huge. And when they beat the gongs to gather for the congregation, and the monk beat the gong should ride the camels or the elephants for the different directions and, you know, ring the gongs. Otherwise, you know, the monks won't heard far away like that, so they ride the, you know, these animals and ring the gongs to gather the congregations. So that much, all those monasteries, are the, you know, disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa. So, and also in Tibet too, you know, the one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple, who received the three principal paths teachings from Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, he himself, that disciple Lama Tsongkhapa, he himself also built a huge, 108 monasteries, you know, by himself.
And
also, you know, until now, the Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, you know, flourish all over the Tibet and around the border areas, and we can say that, you know, the disciple of the Lama Tsongkhapa or the practitioner of the Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, you know, we can say that they are, you know, philosophical viewpoints, and as well as the behaviors of the three doers are, you know, we can say that leader, you know, the leader different in a good way or a little better than, you know, than the rest of the practitioners.
Tā kētū sāngsōng jē yīnī chī chē tērē tēmē, tā tī kwa tā shēdē, tā ngā sū shērē mē shē, tī shē tē shē wē shē wē tō, tā kōrō yī tā. Tā sā jē nī bā, dāngā rō kī bā chē yī shē, chū chē chē wā sē yī tē kā tū lē tū yō rē sā.
So this might do the greatness of that author. And if we elaborate, you know, it will go further and further. So we will leave there and we will go to the next chapter showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. That's the second chapter. So here the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. There are four different kind of greatness mentioned in the scripture, and the three different characteristics of the greatness of the teaching. So in Lamrim, you know, first start by the three different categories. So showing the greatness of the teaching here, what is the teaching is, you know, the teaching is, you know, the teaching is lamp for the path of Atisha. So we can say that, you know, this all greatness can be set to the lamp for the path, and as well as for the stages of the path, this Lamrim, it could be the same. So here first going to mention the concerning the teaching to be explained. The root text of this instruction is the lamp for the path to enlightenment. There are many texts composed by the elder, but the lamp for the path to enlightenment is comprehensive and fundamental. So the sense it teaches by drawing together the key point of both the sutras and the mantra vagals. So, So this lamp for the path to enlightenment, this teaching is comprehensive, both the sutras and the mantra vehicle. So that is the, you know, characteristic of this, goodness of this teaching, even, you know, the king of the Tantra, the Guhya Samaja, and as well as the, you know, great treatises like Abhidharma, they both, you know, they both are not comprehensive, both the sutras and tantra's teaching, like this teaching.
Chichu jinpa te kare sa na, sendu yu jinpa tsuwa tenpe la de lan de chichuwa se gudwa.
So the second characteristic is, since it emphasizes the stages of the disciplining the mind.
And the third
characteristic is, it is easy to put into practice, and since it is adorned with the instruction of the two gurus who are skilled in the systems of the two great tail blazers, it is superior to other systems.
Shenta chenpo nyunji lulu kebe se di shenta chenpo lulu to tome nyenji. Tenyunji lulu kebe lama nyunpa di chi lama sanin badang ji ribi kuyu chunga di jagudwa.
So the true great tail blazer is the Nagarjuna and Asanga, and the two gurus. Two gurus means, you know, the one is Lama Silingpa, and other is the Rigpe Kushu. There are two Rigpe Kushu, I guess, is like Kosali, the elder, and the younger. So it is the younger one. So the two gurus who are, you know, two great tail blazers, are these two are the holder of the two views of the lineages of the vast and the profound. So, you know, the lineages, first lineages come from the, you know, the Nagarjuna, and so on, as we recite in the, you know, lineage guru supplication prayer. And one is from Maitreya to Asanga, and so on, as we read in the supplication prayer.
George is said that the Lama Samin Pada Ribuku Union in Sane, Danga Tata Tata Jin Ribu Kasa Danga Yu, Lama Niji Danga Yama City, Danga the Jin the Tinium Sati Chatamido.
So, since it is adorned with the instructions of the two guru, is, you know, Silingpa and the Rigpe Kushuk. So these Silingpa and Rigpe Kushuk, two are the holder of the, you know, lineage comes from the two great tail blazers. So from these both gurus, you know, are the teacher of the Atisha. So Atisha received the instruction from these two gurus. So that is so in this way, you know, the teaching of this lambrim or the path for lamp for the path is superior than the other systems.
Sanchu Lorin Chamon Majawa, the Georgian and Kadamalama Pound in a genuine, Jerome Chien, Lotta Tushan Nakajan said, Chichi Chichos almost say Tenila, any Tada Dama Tenila saying, but Tariki Pajana, you age was a lot.
So, from this Atisha to many different Kadam masters, and Lama Tsongkhapa received this from the, you know, Hoda Nangkha Pelre. From the Hoda Thubchen or the Namkha Genzen, and Shambad.
Chuje Chuje Zombo.
Is other is called Chuje Chuje Zombo. So in this way, you know, the lineages, it is an unbroken lineage, you know, perfect, you know, teachings from the lineage gurus up to Lama Tsongkhapa. So we stop here. Break here.
I look at this. I think it was a draught. I think it was a
So, Rinpoche is going to talk a little bit and then we will do the question answers. So, last, you know, two time. We didn't get a chance to do the question answers. So, and here it says, length for the path to enlightenment is comprehensive and fundamental teaching. So why this is so is, you know, when we talk about Lamrim, or when we teach Lamrim, then, you know, all the teachings of the Buddhas, teaching are all kind of shaken, and there is one yellow monk, and he said that, you know, when giving the teaching at that time, you know, that monk said that, you know, all our, you know, heart is kind of, you know, taking away. That kind of saying happened. So this is a you know, gross or the brief explanation of the three categories of the Lamrim. So, if you say directly, then, you know, first great characteristic of this teaching is, you know, comprehensive and fundamental characteristics, and, you know, and easy to put into practice is the second, and the third is the you know, and the third is, you know, adorned with the instruction of the two gurus who are skilled in the system of the two great trailblazers. So it is easy to put into practice means that it is really put out in a really gradual instruction. So otherwise if you don't know about the Lamrim teaching, you then even though you have you learn many other different treatises, you might not have any point to put into meditation or put into practice. So for example, like the Shantideva's Bodhicharya Avatara is a really renowned great teaching and great text, but if you don't know how to integrate this that into this Lamrim, then you are not able to meditate on the on the this different path, like ordinary people like us, we cannot able to meditate on path like the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the other teachings like are like an ingredient or the things that all the parts are set up there. And Lamrim is like how to build the how to cook or how to build those make use of those ingredient in in step by step. So this will do the three great characteristic of the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and then now we will do the four greatness of the teaching in order to gender respect for this instruction. So first greatness is the greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. And the second is the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
The
third is the greatness of enabling one easily to find the, a conqueror's intent or the Buddha's intent. The greatness of enabling one to refrain automatically from great wrongdoings. So these three great characteristics and three greatness of the teaching, who possess this greatness is to the Lamrim, land for the path to enlightenment teaching. So the main, chapter we are talking about is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So in order to have this, we need to understand the, four greatness and the four great characteristic of the Lamrim.
So the
when we are trying to do the Lamrim practice, then first we need to clearly understand the different characteristics as mentioned in the beginning. So like showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction, when somebody said that, then automatically, immediately, we should understand this three great characteristic and the four greatness of the teaching. Like somebody say one person's name, one person's name, then automatically that person, such and such, and you will know all the characteristic of that a person like that. So we think we better do the question answer over here, and Anthony, let's hear the answer.
I have a question about it goes back to the humiliating the Chinese abbot for his at least his effort to try to understand emptiness in his own perspective, and because of his own perspective he created a lot of views for, and that created a lot of humiliation. And he even said that he killed himself possibly or something over it. I don't remember it completely, but what I was curious about is that in the debating, when they debate on clearing the best view of emptiness or the understanding of emptiness, as far as I can see, it's more of a competitive way of pushing through negation of trying to find the truth. And my question was, is that when the Buddha became enlightened, And he came back to his disciples, his four or five that had literally kicked him out because they thought he wasn't following the path. He came back and the debate, there wasn't any competition. There was basically a mutual understanding that was given to somebody. So for instance, instead of maybe humiliating this abbot, why wouldn't they have maybe went about the debating in a way where they could help him correct his mistaken view or his wrong view, rather than humiliating him through the debates through the negative process? And I was just curious what Rinpoche's thought would be on, you know, the process of going about debating. It's a tradition, and if that's the way they do it in a competition way, and that's just the way it is. But I'm just wondering, where is the other side of that? Is it the teachings of the Yogacara view or something?
Nyema gidala gyayi hashandi. Ani hashandi da tsoba tsuni, ta tongyi ki korla tsoba tsuni, ani kasu hashan pamba che. Ani hashan pamni pe ko pe jela pet ko kasu korda hashandi gida tongyi ki tawa di lokba che teni. Ani di lokba che teni, ani kasu kore jela ko Sobatsun Kope Motsau, Kopam, Lindabrang Motsau, Nichenko, Jela, Yanala Malo, Yanama Lone, any Kokona, Rashi Javegi, in the Dovichi, Sosua, any day in December, Benachashana, Jumden de Tambo Ludukawache, Ludukawacheni, any Karsure, Dine, any Ludukawa de Zamishani, any Chanju Shindundu Da Gom Gyamni Takasore Tonala Mumbazova Sange ni and Jela Chumdendege de Karsore Chudi Masuma Che and Jela ta Korngadela Kunsheko Dinayala Sobe Korngadela Pinjama Kongade de Sogeta Jako Chumdende and Katuble Nyambares Ta Chumdende de Chidio Maris Yachidio Maris and the Slavar was and the Lamne Jela and Chumdende Chusung and the Koranzo Sangmalo Nimudo Chung in the Chen Koranzo Sangmalo Peha Hudo Chuni in this Chungdu was Petten and Shinjigi and Kamala Shilaki Jay Hashal in the Mots House. Ani mambe doche de machumba chene ta koge lam loba dele tobege chedo ani tapshin baje tene de chewa na da hasa rashi jabgo ya da de de ke khakem bo da ngo chobo de yongwe yomaro was de inde samba de de doje machumba de khade yina ni kushok samjo khari ko shinde shu so sa
Pedroa, Jamde, Legi Choko, Jamde, Tanda Konga de Zombola, Chuson Safi de Gazala, any Kusutombo, the beginning of the day, Guatamang as a lesson, Matuya, Guatamal, Shachi, Shimmy, Kivachi, and Miki, Chagin is a lady, and then Sanjay is a G lady called Ranshumaba, and the Shachi Shagunicha. The little Sanjay is in Logi, Konga de Zombo, Mitibi Tachalu, the Ransashan, and Chugon also really Jenny, Ransa Chowd the ladder.
So, when the Buddha attend Buddhahood and come to the, you know, come to the place, the Varanasi, and then the five disciples are there, and at that time, you know, the five disciples, they discuss that, you know, we will ignore Buddha, because, you know, he like you said, he doesn't follow the path, or he is degenerated from the ascetic practice. So, you know, he's no more like us. Then, you know, when they come close to the five disciples, then because of the power of the Buddha, you know, they cannot able to ignore. You know, they get up and respect, do the pay the respects, and by the power of the Buddha, you know, they are all their outfits of their, those, you know, are changed into a monk's robe, and you know, they get deep admiration because of the power of the Buddha, and then you know, Buddha able to teach these five disciples. So, you know, the Kamalashila don't have the power like Buddha to do as Buddha did to these five disciples. So the from the disciples' side also, you know, these five disciples, first five disciples of the Buddhas, you know, they are, you know, mature, and you know, they are, in a sense, they are really connected to the Buddha, or the special, you know, karmic connection from many long times, that you know, at such and such place, you know, Buddha will be the teacher, and these are the disciples, and they have, you know, deep connections from many previous lifetimes, and from the Kamalashila and the, you know, the Chinese abbot side, the disciples, you know, side are different, because you know, the Chinese abbot has a big name, as well as you know, as well as their, you know, or he got maybe like a big, I don't know, big ego or something like that. That, you know, and even though, you know, if the Buddha, then maybe do, but you know, Kamalashila don't have that kind of power like Buddha. So Buddha and the five disciples story is like a, you know, grown up, really a grown up man, and some child, you know, maybe this child wanna ignore the grown up man, grown up old man, and you know, so you know, it is easy to get along like that. But you know, the Kamalashila and that Chinese abbot is like a true opponent, or like a two grown up man arguing, like that kind of thing. So it's a different story. So like that, you know, one is the, you know, general of the army of the China, and one is the army general of the India. So there's no.
So I was just curious that because he had such an extreme view of nothingness in the formless realm, where there's infinite nothingness, I think that's where he acquired, his mind got stuck in his mental realm of infinite nothingness as being at best an attempt to try to understand emptiness. if he had a good motivation and yet he, because of his self or whatever, he not only made a mistake, but he created a wrong view and then generated that wrong view and in the end suffered for it.
Ta hashan ge tawa de chiya mebe tawa res chiya mebe yila chebe tawa de ne pena chashana kam khuma ge sume kam ge chiya me la de ge karso re sume kam de so la tawa da kana yor was de gar rang la nyambar sha ne ne de des de gor a din de va so chimbu che sa ge yor a de ge ne de be ge na min de uchi de de uchi hashan la chumba ina ina chi
Dipaski Marola, Dipaski Sag Marilla, Yajeski Doy Maro, Tarasipena. Master Gudi, Nasokal, there is a city cat under Niedu, Edole, Sasa Tosajinamo, Nami Niedu, Sorijimato. Tibu or Remas, less music is Savio Nasanat.
So it thinks, to meditate on nothingness, will create no any non virtues, but if you meditate on like that, for eons and eons, nothing gonna happen. It will stay the same, like when you do that.
That's why the Buddha returned, from this, when he experienced, because he also experienced that realm in the formless realm. Roger Jackson said that. He actually went to the formless realm, and in the formless realm, if there is infinite nothingness, the Buddha did also experience infinite nothingness before he returned, came back, and decided to teach. But so there's still an attachment to the mind, because even the formless realm is still
mind-related. Susuke Rangla Zimba Dior Hasa.
Do you never see me?
The penetration of Chia maybe la kidding in the Suya Kwanzola Zimba Dior Zimba, any Pingio Marwas, and then the Chumden there, any Chia maybe Kamlaya Pip, any the Kamlaya Pip Zimba Diorba. Sick, and this channel, Mashuvach and Map have an end like a duhasa.
Cheer yellow, Mrs. Eddie. Cheer yellow, Mrs. Nazi, say you're all of them. Then Nazi, you're the cook, Nazi, you're the lecker's cake, cheer your money. Then I cheer, then I don't have you. So, you cheer yellow, Mrs. the tower till a tower chunzi genetio, tower genetala. Chisit and the letter Savi Jeremato. Kuro Napa Jasmine, a good young Kochi, Nazi, Nahashu, you know, said the teacher. I understand.
So when you meditate on nothingness, maybe, you have a clinging on your viewpoint, that's the best, viewpoint, through that maybe, creating some kind of non-virtue, and as well as, there is the clinging on the self exists fundamentally. But when you meditate on nothingness at that meditative equipoise, maybe you are not creating anything, not good, not bad. It's a kind of neutral, and there's no any progress, happening there. So that tanda dodo do de shaba na chome jodo chire do asa de
ta go to che che se go ta ka je che che yin na me se ko de che je kyes ke me de wala ta to che ka me je ni chire sala do chiro wala ke ja ko
So there's no any further explanation for those nothingness thought, because it is not doing anything. Just
I just find it interesting that the Buddha did experience it also, though, in his formless realm, and that, but he didn't get stuck there. Thank you, Ramachandra. Thank you, Ramachandra.
You got one?
Yeah. So I was just wondering, we had talked a lot about Tsongkhapa, like the history of Tsongkhapa and his greatness. I was just curious, at his time, what influence Tsongkhapa had on the other Tibetan schools, the Sakya, the Kagyu, and the Nyingma.
The Lama Tsongkhapa influence to the other, you know, school of thoughts a lot, because, you know, the hot disciples of the two hot disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, Gelsab and Kedub, they both are from the Sakya tradition, and as well as the great master Rendawa, and so on many, you know, disciples all are from the different tradition, because, you know, before Lama Tsongkhapa, there is no any Gelugpa tradition exist. So, you know, all the disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa, since Lama Tsongkhapa came, all the disciples of his Lama Tsongkhapa and his followers are all come from the different other tradition and become Geluk and like that.
Then the Lord, Chilon Jito, Cassel, and Yitomazet, Chito Jijadan, Chichanga, Pedro Mojit, Chito Jijada, Cassel, Kanji Chito Jitan, Nisum, Tavala, Gelubas and the Tanajan, and Yujero, Gadin, Gomajan, and Jenny. They never saw a pair, you know, you can't even but the Chulu Kajanan, Towe and Hakomasumato, Titowe and Alta, teaches you your Kanga, Geluba Jayas on Jiroaslada.
So like at the, you know, 1400 or 1300, you know, at that time, you know, before Lama Tsongkhapa, there's no any Gelugpa tradition. All are, you know, different tradition. So, you know, since, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa came and established the Gaden Monastery, then the Gelugpa tradition founded and started. So, you know, in this way, we can say that, you know, all the followers of Lama Tsongkhapa since then are from the, you know, different, you know, traditions. So the most new among all the traditions of Tibetan Buddhism, the Gelugpa is the, you know, youngest. And newer one. And the most senior, oldest is the Nyingmapa tradition. So it's inappropriate, you know, to say that, you know, all these disciples are, you know, converted or come from the different Nyingmapa Satchapa tradition, it is not good to say, but you know, in reality, you know, maybe entire Tibet, maybe 40% is the Gelugpa tradition.
Gelugpa ye chim mesi chi chu ro kar chi gor sa sa na ye na shi ta na sa ni chi sa gor ka je ta shi ni cha ne chi ta na se shi ma ta bu chi re sa na ka je pa yo da chen so wo sa na da ka mai.
So we can not able to say that Gelugpa tradition is the best among all, but you know, it is well known that you know the Gelugpas are are pure in in terms of external and external behavior and as well as the internal. So that is we can say.
Tetiti senta de kemi he ta yange ji kale ne me jema do dan de jiru ta na ma so ji de ta she kan se ta she de jiru mo ji 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 dun ji ja de ji me ka se ni ni na ka ji ji ni so ji ga ti par ka ji ji no go la dan de ma so ji ta she kan de ta she de jiru mo ji ji de se de do ti 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 ge de ne ta wa de de se yang tu lo ka ne ka go ya na ji chu lu ka ji na la sha de de za na ja ye na
So it is said that since Lama Tsongkhapa in 14 some time in the 1400 the Tibetan this monk robe of the monk also kind of designed or created by Lama Tsongkhapa. So before the Lama Tsongkhapa, there might be a monk's robe, but we need to be further
investigated.
So maybe, before Lama Tsongkhapa, the behavior of the monks and the ropes of the monks are as pure as mentioned in the Vinaya Sutra or not, we need to investigate. So we got one more questions and then we will stop. If we have none, then we stop.
Te kare san na chala la nyaji me chebe ta re chala la nyaji cheng ge jeng so na ne 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 shin de ni ga wa ni ke ji san je ye ke ko chung wa ta la ya pa chi ga na de ta na de ji ma che ge san shu so du wa no re chen de che che ro.
So we don't know this Lamrim teaching, Rinpoche cannot explain as as there are many different really good commentaries like other great masters can explain, but we should feel that this kind of opportunity to listen and explain this kind of Lamrim teaching is very rare, and we should we should be really rejoicing ourselves and, you know, should make a really joyous effort to explaining the teaching and to the listening to the teaching. So we don't get this kind of excitement and, you know, we don't feel this is a great one-of-a-kind opportunity and like that kind of, you know, excitement we don't get because we don't know the qualities of the, you know, the things or whatever. If we know the qualities and the great characteristics of that thing, then, you know, when you get a glimpse of that, you know, object, you will be so excited and, you know, great joy, you know, arise on you. So, you know, we don't get that kind of excitement and joy because, you know, we don't know the, we don't really understand the, you know, the great characteristic of this Lamrim teaching. So, even though we don't get that kind of spontaneous excitement or the joy, but we, at least we will, you know, create, you know, through effort and think we are really fortunate and to get this kind of opportunity is very rare and, you know, we will never be, you know, separate even a moment from this kind of teaching and dedicate whatever, you know, we have accumulated to in order to have an excellent practice of Lamrim. Gewa de dhinda dhowa kula khambe na Chebara jizu losa antrapayi Tembe nyingbo rindu selche sho Sāyī pūjī jūshī mē tō tāma rī rāvālī shī nīdē gyāmbāyī Sāngyē shīndū mītē pūvāyī Dōgū nāmbā āshīn lā chū pārāshū
This verse from before.
Gewa gyāmbā yāmbā lāmā ādā Jeme chuge pela lonche chi Sada lamge yunde rabzo one Doje change goma nyuto sho Guru rena medala kani atayani Bele tsonye ne kada yamba kashi sabade Lomye mare kito dowa akun Namde gyare wangu da juji Tema sumbe tserava kundu ya Jambe yangi seve jisunde Tembe rinpa kunsa lamji cho Nyene dube gyanama yeje sho Rangi jishin tombe lamji ne Shuda zive tawe tawge ji Dove yige mba selche ne Yewe temba yure zingyo ji Tenbae rinche choge ma kyawaba Tyavjanya bara jube chodene Niji chenbu yi rabai kyobayi Pende tende sewa chepa shu Sajja Gyare Mejo Tele Le Le Duo Chanjo Lange Rimbe Kya Targa Nanje Yila Bede Shi Gyare Zeba Rindu Kyonjuro Chi Laha Drube Tengye Andro Che Chi Gyeje Sajja Mena Jibe Kya Sarava kundu jave na paye namda landa dewa manjuru chi kaze te ba chola chuju chu suji dhula tsumba te ye se tude namge tadu choche chi dashi gyasu chogun chakyu chi Sajjo Rinpoche, Maje Panama Jekyoche, Keba Nyamba Mepaya, Kone Kondo Pewa Shu. Lama Kutse Rabdeji, Namgar Chile Chuchuru Gebhata, Losan Tembe Dume Sasumu Ge, Dove Muse Tato Negyuro Ji Gave Kove Shinkama Dire Pendan Dewa Malu Juveni Chere Sewa Tenze Gyaso Ye Shabe Sede Baldo Tengyuro Ji Jidara Kimba Kundo Sambo Tishinde Atena Kundi Jisu Dalo Chiri Yewa Dida Tamje Rabdu Mo Shibi Yewa Tamje Ge Mua Kala Chudu Mabate Tagi Gewe Sawai Dikunja Sambo Chiche Rabdu Mua Gere